जब जीरो दिया मेरे भारत ने दुनिया को तब गिनती आई तारों की भाषा भारत ने दुनिया को।
गुड मॉर्निंग डियर ऑरोविलियंस न्यू कॉमर्स वॉलंटियर्स एंड गेस्ट एंड हाई टू एवरीवन एल्स हु इज लिसनिंग टू अस। Today is Wednesday, 25th of January, and hazy morning here on 22 degrees Celsius here in Oroville. Weather forecast for today says nice with clouds and sunshine, and cloudy and warm with a touch of rain over the night, with temperatures from low of 22 to high of 29, with heat index on 31. Winds from northeast at 17 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 8%. Here's the invitation from Bharat Nivas Group, Pavilion of India, that we and our family members are cordially invited to attend flag hoisting ceremony to celebrate the Indian Republic Day tomorrow at 8:15 a.m. at entrance campus space of the auditorium in Kalakanda building at Bharat Nivas. There will be a light breakfast offered at Anand Kitchen Industrial Space after the ceremony. Republic Day honors the date on which the Constitution of India came into force on 26th of January 1950, replacing the Government of India Act from 1935 as the governing document of India. The Constitution was adopted by the Indian Constituent Assembly on 26th of November 1949 and came into effect on 26th of January 1950, with a democratic government system completing the country's transition towards becoming an independent republic. 26 January was chosen as a Republic Day because it was on this day in 1930 when the Declaration of Indian Independence, Purna Swaraj, was proclaimed by the Indian National Congress as opposed to the dominion status offered by the British regime. So we all wish you Happy Republic Day. But let us stay in Oroville because as we see the season is in a full blast, and so the events are piled up, especially for the weekend. But today at 5 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, we can meditate with the peace bell. And later on at 8 p.m. at Solitude Farm, we can listen to a live jazz concert with featuring Martin Wieser on saxophone, accompanied by Matt Littlewood and trio Matt Littlewood on piano, Hogla Jetta on bass, Srinath Srinivasan on drums. Also today, but at 3 p.m. at 32 Dome, we are invited to an open sharing titled Our Life is Our School, This is Our Education on Natural Learning. And those who are interested in alternative education like unschooling, homeschooling, word schooling, hacking schooling, democratic learning, self-directed learning, free progress learning, and etc. should join. Tomorrow, Thursday 26th at 5 p.m., Divyanshi Chang at Savitri Bhavan Reading Room will share her last session with the team on integral health and healing. And tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. at Citadine Art Gallery, Ciro invites us again on our Oroville conversation with Pashi on the topic of prosperity. On Friday, 27 at 4 p.m., we're invited to Unity Pavilion to listen to traditional African medicine as its role in today's health challenges, a presentation by Dr. Ankh Chabalala. And he is also offering on Sunday, 29th at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, a talk on African astronomy and cosmology, which was postponed since 20th of January. From 26th to 28th of January, between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. at Visit the Center, we can witness Oroville International Potters Market with almost 30 potters, including practicing studio potters as well as the ceramics artists from all over the India. Within that market, on Saturday 28th at 7:30 p.m., we can listen to a jazz cafe concert with The Funky Side of Life, with Swaha Anwar on vocals, Matt on sax, Danny on guitar and vocals, and Shakti on piano and vocals, and Sepp on drums and Rolf on bass. Saturday 28th from 7 p.m. onward till midnight, Love the Dance Floor. Rock the show with DJ Jesse on the decks and groovy beats to move your funky feet. Yes, a community needs to celebrate together and dance together. On Saturday 28th and 29th at 7 p.m. we are invited to Adi Shakti to see the play Monkey and the Mobile. On Sunday 29th of January or Monday 30th of January at 7 p.m. at the Matri Mandir Garden of Unity, we are invited to the Man, a Solo Wake. Once more, they have worked on a selection from Shri Aurobindo's Savitri, trying to evoke, to bring close to us, its vastness, infinity, its mantling power, through voice, sound and movements. It is an exploration and an ongoing search. It is a prayer and a call. On Sunday 29th at 4 p.m. we can witness inauguration of the new Darkali sports track, and at the same time at Skate Park near Deo Shakti sports ground, they're inviting us to come to first event to inaugurate the new ramp brought from Orovello. On Sunday 29th at Solitude Farm we can listen to a funky dance music with Daniel Rob on keyboard, Dani on electric guitar, Mishko Amba on electric bass, Suresh Bhaskar on drums, Crunchy on vocals. Ultimate Frisbee 7th Annual Head Tournament is coming up on 4th and 5th of February. Also Orville First Food Festival is coming up, presented with Youth Link, that would be on 11th and 12th of February. And this weekend also it will be in the spirit of Jinga Soroba Festival. This is Capoeira, open to all regular practitioners, with the presence of Master Branco, Professor Pezon, Pierre Giborgi, Instructor Cameleon, Pierre. You can contact them on 9488-328435. Among the interesting things in the city, Marina Kovaljova is back in Oroville, and water service, she decorated water service with her amazing murals. At Cinema Bar at Nivas Auditorium on Friday 27, there was screened at 7:30 p.m. The Phantom of the Cinematheque, directed by Jacques Richard and was made in France in 2004. At Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest also on Friday, but at 7 p.m. you can see Animals and the Buddha, made in 2014 and directed by David Blade and Bob Isaacson. At Visitor Center Movie Show on Thursday 26 and Friday at 8 p.m. Before the Flood, made in 2016 and directed by Fisher Stevens. At Cinema Paradiso tonight we can see a ballet, Magnificat, ballet by Heinz Perli from Switzerland, that was made in 2012 and directed by Andy Sommer. Tomorrow there will screen LF, made in France, Germany and Belgium in 2016 and directed by Paul Verhoeven. On Saturday, International Biography Sport, Queen of Katwer, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Mira Nair. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, the BFG, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Steven Spielberg. And later on at Cine Club, François Truffaut Film Festival is still going on, and this Sunday 29th we will see Love on the Run, made in France in 1979. Shri Aurobindo wrote, "Consciousness is a fundamental thing, the fundamental thing in existence. It is the energy, the motion, the movement of consciousness that creates the universe and all that it is it. Not only the macrocosmos, but the microcosmos, it's nothing but consciousness arranging itself. For instance, when consciousness in its movement, or rather a certain stress or movements, forgets itself in the action, it becomes an apparently unconscious energy. When it forgets itself in the form, it becomes an electron, the atom, the material object. In reality, it is still a consciousness that works in the energy and determines the form and the evolution of form. When it wants to liberate itself slowly, evolutionary, out of matter, but still in the form, it emerges as life, as animal, as man, and can go on evolving itself still further out of this involution and become something more than mere man." Thank you for listening to us, and we wish you all Happy Republic Day. And you can reach us on orovilleradio.org.